Over the years, we have celebrated Martin Luther King Day with a presentation of gospel music that was recorded during the great civil rights leader's lifetime. Although Dr. King's was not a hard gospel church, many of the hymns that are basic to the gospel repertoire would have been sung in his church. And he knew and admired many of the gospel performers of his day. They were his followers and supporters. And the history of the civil rights movement and the music of the church were inextricably related. Later in the show, we will hear a version of We Shall Overcome, which was adapted from I'll Be All Right, a hymn that was composed by the Reverend C.A. Tindley. We opened with I'm So Glad Jesus Lifted Me by J. Earl Hines and the St. Paul's Baptist Church Choir of Los Angeles, one of the greatest of all the gospel choirs. And that recording was used as a theme song for many gospel radio shows throughout the 1950s. Next up, one of the first international singing stars to come out of gospel, Sister Rosetta Tharpe, who not only influenced many of the black singers who followed, but was also a favorite of white singers like Elvis Presley and Johnny Cash, who recorded cover versions of a number of her hits. Here she's backed by a wonderful male quartet, the Dependable Boys.
Listen, everybody, because I'm talking to you. Jesus is the only one can carry you through. Now you better get ready, because I'm telling you why. Jesus is the coming from his throne on high. Many are the weary, the lone and sad. They're gonna wish they hadn't done the things they had. Now how you gonna feel about when the things he say
on that judgment day?
I say now,
everybody gonna have religion,
you
and glory
now.
Everybody gonna be singing
I
a story
now.
Everybody gonna have a wonderful time up there.
Oh, oh, oh,
oh, glory, hallelujah.
You better get your
reckon or the coming
you
in the morning
now.
You better get it ready, cause I'm giving
yes,
you warning.
Yes, yes,
everybody gonna have a wonderful time up there.
Show them how to find the light and make that whole thing known. You know now.
Hey.
religion and glory. Everybody's going to be singing a story. Everybody's going to have a wonderful time of that. Oh, glory, hallelujah. You better get your record for the coming of morning. You better get your ready, cause I'm giving you warning. Everybody's going to have a wonderful time of that.
Imagination of heaven. My imagination of heaven is that there's going to be rejoicing around the throne. And I'm going to have on my long white robe and my golden slippers. I'm going to look all around me and find some of my friends there. We all are going to be singing praises to the Almighty God and telling him our Bible taught us that if we live right, he was coming back for us one day. For he said, before my word shall fail, heaven and earth shall pass away. That's why, that's why, that's why. To me. I want to thank him for being a father to me. I
wanna thank him for being a doctor to me. I wanna thank him for being shelter. I wanna thank him for feeding me. I wanna thank him for clothing me. I wanna thank him for watching over us. That's why.
Morgan Babb and the Radio 4 and My Imagination of Heaven. And we heard the Radio 4 backing up Madam Edna Gallman Cook in the previous recording, I've Got Religion. They were a wonderful quartet. And there was a tradition, in fact, of having gospel singers backed up by quartets at various times throughout the history of the music. A perfect example was what we opened with, Everybody's Going to Have a Wonderful Time, Rosetta Tharpe with the Dependable Boys. And, of course, we also heard Rosetta's fabulous guitar playing. We will continue this presentation of gospel music celebration of Martin Luther King Day after this.
We're tall and driven on this restless sea of time. Somber sky and howling tempest. Often high, the bright sunshine. There is a land, fadeless day. And when the men are rolled away, we'll understand it better. Often takes us unaware, and our very hearts are made to bleed by some thoughtless vanity.
He cried, so loud and free. My child, I've come to save you. Step on board and follow me. 'Tis the old
ship of Zion.
Ship of Zion.
Oh, ship of Zion.
'Tis the old
ship of Zion.
Ship of Zion. Ship of Zion,
oh, ship of Zion,
I've got on board early one morning. I got on board. Good. Ain't no danger.
Ain't no danger
in the water.
Danger in the water.
No,
ain't no danger.
Ain't no danger in the water.
In the water.
Ain't no danger.
Ain't no danger
in the water.
Danger in the water.
I got on board early one morning.
Opened that set with Roberta Martin singing with the Martin Singers, one of the most influential groups of its time. When she died, her funeral in Chicago shut the town down. She was singing By and By. And then also one of the Roberta Martin Singers, one of the great soloists, Norsalis McKissick, just a gorgeous baritone voice. We heard him with The Old Ship of Zion. And then the amazing J. Robert Bradley, a bass baritone who left a career of singing German Lieder to perform as a gospel singer. This is a special presentation of gospel music to celebrate Martin Luther King Day. I hope you're enjoying it. This is WMIC, WMIC.org. I'm Leonard Lopate. And now some other very influential singers. We're going to hear R.H. Harris, who's called the father of them all. When it comes to quartet singing, he was the lead singer with the Soul Stirrers, the original lead singer with the Soul Stirrers. And this is pretty early. This is from 1939, the first hit for the Soul Stirrers, Walk Around. And then when he left the group, he was replaced by Sam Cooke. And we will hear a big hit from Sam Cooke, Touch the Hem of His Garment, from the 50s. And then another major group of the time, the Pilgrim Travelers, with the wonderful Jess Whitaker singing lead on Lord, Hold My Hand.
I know I'll be made whole right now. Lord, hold my hand while I run this race. Oh, Lord, hold my hand while I run this race. Oh, Lord, hold my hand while I run this race. Oh, I don't want, well, no, no, jury night. Yeah, oh, no. I don't know how, I don't know, I don't know, God knows, and I don't want to run this race.
Oh, Lord, God, my feet.
Oh, Dad, while I run this race. Oh, Lord, God, my feet. Oh, Dad, while I run this race. Oh, Lord, God, my feet. Oh, Lord, while I run this race. Oh, I don't want, well, no, no, sure, and I don't want. Oh, no, I don't know how, I don't know. I know that God knows, and I don't want to run this
race. Lord, teach me to
pray. Oh, Lord, while I run this race. Oh, Lord, teach me to pray. While I run this race. Oh, Lord, teach me to pray. While I run this race. Oh, I don't want, well, no, no, sure, and I
don't want.
Hey, no, 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 I don't know. Oh, no, 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 oh, no, oh, no, oh, no, 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 oh, no, oh, no, oh, no, oh, no, oh, no, oh, no, yeah, no, oh, no, 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 oh, no, 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 hey, no, oh, no, 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 yeah, no, yeah, no, 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 oh, no, 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 hey, no, oh, no, hey, no, 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 oh, no, God knows, and I don't want to run this race in vain.
Some great a cappella gospel quartet singing from wonderful stylist Jess Whitaker, a real influence on people like Ray Charles, that with the Pilgrim Travelers. Before that, we heard the unmistakable voice of Sam Cooke with the Soul Stirrers and Touch the Hem of His Garment. It's a big hit for them. And we opened with more a cappella quartet, the Soul Stirrers from the late 30s, I think 1939, and their first hit, Walk Around, that with R.H. Harris in the lead. It's been reported that Mahalia Jackson played a role in one of the most memorable moments during the March on Washington in 1963, that after Dr. King started his speech, Mahalia said to him, "Tell him about the dream." And that's when he said, "I have a dream." But even earlier, in August 1956, she'd met with Ralph Abernathy and Dr. King at the National Baptist Convention, and that led King and Abernathy to contact her a few months later about coming to Montgomery, Alabama to sing at a rally to raise money for the bus boycott. Mahalia sang some wonderful songs there, some of her hits, but she became a big star, and she was invited to sing in Douglas Sirk's Hollywood film Imitation of Life. She sang a very memorable version of Troubles of the World. We're going to hear a version of it, of that song, that's just been released on a new CD called Moving On a Little Higher, and then some more great gospel.
Soon I will be done. Trouble in the world, trouble in this way, trouble, Lord, in the way. Soon I will be done with my trouble in the world. I'm going home to live on with my Lord one morning. done with trouble in this world. Oh, my trouble in the world, Lord. Trouble, Lord, in this world. Oh, how soon I will be done. Oh, with my trouble in this world, I'm going home to live on with God. No more weeping and wailing. No more, Lord, weeping
on
That was a set that featured some of the most glorious voices in gospel music of the past during the Golden Age. During Martin Luther King's lifetime, we are celebrating Martin Luther King Day with a presentation of gospel music that was recorded during his time. And we opened with Troubles of the World, sung by the great Mahalia Jackson, from a new CD of previously unreleased recordings by her. The CD is called Moving On a little higher. And then we heard another Chicagoan with a fabulous voice, Bessie Griffin, move upstairs. She was joined by Alex Bradford and the Bradford Singers. And then from Philadelphia, Clara Ward with the Ward Singers and I Feel the Holy Spirit, followed by the Ward Singers led by Marion Williams from, and this is also from a new CD of the same name, Packin' Up, Marion Williams, who was one of, I think, the only person ever honored at the Kennedy Center and also given a MacArthur Award. And that's an amazing performance. We followed that by the Reverend C.L. Franklin, the father of Aretha Franklin, and Father, I Stretch My Hand to Thee. And then we heard a very strong influence on Aretha Franklin, Jackie Verdell, with the Davis Sisters singing Following Him. And we hope you enjoyed this presentation of gospel music. We are going to go out with a song that has been associated very much with the civil rights movement, but we're going to hear it in two versions on the same recording by Marion Williams, also from the Packin' Up album. It's I'll Be All Right, the Reverend C.A. Tinley hymn that was then adapted to become We Shall Overcome. And I hope you've enjoyed this. We have printed a song list on our show page at wnyc.org/Lopate in case you're interested in following up on some of the things that you heard and some of the artists that you've heard. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back with more later.
Come some.